This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for being here this afternoon. We cover a lot of different topics on this program every day, things of interest to folks around Douglas County, and we thought this time of year it would be a good opportunity to check in with Roseburg Salvation Army and Captain Rick Mabee. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
So I guess overall, talk about the Salvation Army in Roseburg. I know that you and your wife, co-captain Edith, have been here for how many years now?
We're working on three.
And how long have you been with the Salvation Army?
I've been with the Salvation Army since 1997. I went through one of their programs. I graduated. I worked for them. And then I got called to be an officer, Salvation Army pastor, what we call it. But it's been a blessing since 2012.
Now, do you have any idea for the Salvation Army in Roseburg, how long it's been here?
Oh, yeah. The Salvation Army has been in Roseburg since 1897.
Really?
We are the Sentries
Club.
It's been here a while.
That is absolutely amazing. I had no idea. That's a long time. I mean, that is really
1887?
Wow. That's
97. I'm sorry.
1897. 97. That's incredible. Well, talk about the unique mission of the Salvation Army, kind of being a mix of being a church and a social service organization. It's kind of a different footprint.
Yes. Well, to begin with, we're a very unique, we are a church. First and foremost, I am a pastor. But the Salvation Army, we go into communities and we serve our community, whatever the aspect is. We have hospitals, orphanages, schools. We go into the community and look for what we need to do as a organization to serve the community we live in.
And that is common for the Salvation Army in not just the U.S., but I imagine in other countries as well.
We're in 137, I want to say. It goes up and down, but we're in that many countries serving.
Wow. It's interesting. You know, I'm going back to this 1897. I'm trying to think about the number of buildings that were even in Roseburg. In 1897, we have a house nearby, now a bed and breakfast over there by Oregon Tool that was from 1887 and is one of the earliest buildings around. You know, some of the Roseburg's history we talked about more last year when we had the 150th anniversary of the city. And Daniel Robertson and I worked on emceeing one of the events for the city then and learned a lot just in the process of finding that out. I wonder if that was one of, maybe the original church in Roseburg?
Yes, I believe the Presbyterian Church here has been here longer. But we've been here, our footprint has been here serving this community for a long, long time.
So talk about the typical, outside of Christmas, talk about some of the things the Salvation Army does here in the Umpqua Valley.
Well, I have a list. Our food pantry started out to be a emergency pantry, but now we have served over in 2022, we served anywhere from 180 to 225 people each month. This year, we're at 300 to 400 people a month that we serve out of our little pantry there. But we have a thrift store. We do, there is a list of what we do.
There's a lot of different things. Talk about the thrift store. I know that that's a real popular place for some people.
Yes. Well, we have a very unique, I love this community because the donors bring the donations to the back. We go through those donations and we put them in our store. We serve all of our community by our prices are low enough that people can come in and get what they need. And it's a unique circle of balance the clothes that come in are high quality clothes. They go out to people in need that don't always get that. But we also have, they can come in and get a voucher. They can, to give them clothes if you're going in for an interview or you're going somewhere, you need something different. You come and you get a voucher, you go to our store, you shop, and you come out with something you can wear to that interview.
And so you've got a mix there, too, of some folks that are in need and need clothing, like you just mentioned in that illustration, but others who come in because you guys end up with some pretty vintage, unusual, unique clothing. And oftentimes if people, if you have an estate or people are offloading a lot of things, sometimes you end up with some really unusual clothes, and there are people that definitely like them.
Oh, yes. We're open from Tuesday to Saturday, and we get people coming in on Mondays because they know we fill our shelves on Monday, and they come in looking for just that. We have, and our prices are really lower. We know what they are, but we price them to where we're going to serve our community, but if somebody really wants something that good, they can find it there in our store.
So how many people do you have working in the store?
We have three people working there. We're looking for people because we're short on help. Everybody is. The economy is such that we're really looking for people. But me and my wife, we serve our community. My wife's working in the warehouse, the store. I'm working in the warehouse. I'm the truck driver. She does all the business side. But we are a small family, we call it, because we're close.
Seems like you wear a lot of hats in the organization.
Yes.
Maybe just about all of them.
Well, we wear all of them. I call ourselves, a Southern preacher, because a Southern preacher works somewhere all week long and preaches on Sunday. And I don't have to go anywhere. It's right here in Roseburg, in our store, wherever we're at. So
outside of the thrift store, what other kinds of assistance during the school year, I'm thinking outside of holiday times for a minute, what kinds of other things do people come seeking help for?
Well, last year, we provided 4,600 assistances, including our food pantry, school supplies, school clothing, diapers, clothes vouchers, household goods, transportation. If somebody needs a bus ticket, we can provide that bus ticket free of charge to them. Emergency shelters, we have rent for help people with rent assistance, with power. You name it. We find a way to try to help our community.
And you've got to go through a process, I imagine, of talking with folks and vetting them and making sure you've got a honest situation where help is really needed.
Yes. Yes, we do. We do vetting because we want to help those in need. And that's part of our we don't ask too many questions. Our mission and statement is to serve our community. We don't care. If you need help, we want to help you.
And you said you guys have been here about 3 years, right?
Yes.
And where were you at before that?
We've moved a lot. I've been, our last appointment was in Bakersfield, California, in an ARC, Adult Rehabilitation Center for Men and Women. If you know anybody that's in need of a rehabilitation, we will put you on a bus and send you to one of those points to change your life.
And what was your first thought when you were asked to come up here? Had you ever been in Roseburg before?
No, I was raised in Brookings, Medford, and Ashland as a kid. My parents decided to move me to California without my permission. I tell everybody the best thing I got out of California was my wife, and we are celebrating 46 years of marriage. And this is our first appointment back in Oregon, and what a blessing.
All right, we're gonna talk more in just a minute. Captain Rick Mabee of the Salvation Army in Roseburg, the interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock. Shannon Sebastian and a full program on your cue at 4 o'clock. Tomorrow, we are live from the Douglas County Christmas Fair. We'll be out at the Douglas County Fairgrounds, the 50th anniversary of that event. I'll be out there for the noon hour and inside Douglas County talking to folks who have items on display at the Christmas Craft Fair. Captain Rick Mabee, Roseburg Salvation Army, in with us, talking about a lot of things that they do. Let's focus on the holiday season here for a bit. For so many families that can navigate much of the year, when the holidays come and you want to help your kids and you want to provide some special things, but you've just barely been getting by, it can be a little tough.
Yes, it can. And we're doing an Operation Joy this year. It's different than our Angel Tree. We're finding out that there's more of the community that is needing more help. And so December 21st at 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., located at our 3130 Northeast Stevens, our administration, we're having a sign up for to come in and shop in our pantry and in the back where the toys are, that they can pick toys for their kids. This is new. We've just done it this year. We found out that the community is needing more, so we opened up our doors, and we're looking for donations. We're looking for volunteers. This is a new one for us that we're trying to open up and help our community.
So for somebody who is maybe doing pretty good, and a lot of times people look around and wonder why they still have these kids' toys when these kids are in college, and they've never offloaded them, that would be a good opportunity to send them your way.
Yes. Any opportunity that anybody has to help us, we're looking for. We're tough. It's tough right now. This community is our seniors, our kids, families. We're all hurting with the economy, and we want to serve the best we can.
So you have that going on. What else is going on during December?
Well, this weekend, we're at the fairgrounds doing a food drive. If you bring two cans, you get in a discount coming into the fair itself. So we're there. We got our bells there. We're ringing kettles right now. If you look around all Walmart and Fred Meyer's and Bi-Mart's, you'll see that kettle person out there ringing the kettle. And we need your support. We need the support. We also have a virtual kettle. If you go online to Red Kettle Roseburg, you can donate through that, and it goes to our community. And we need to really let everybody understand, every dollar that we get from Roseburg or from Douglas County stays in Douglas County.
Now, the kettles are an interesting thing. They have been around for decades.
Oh, yeah. It started a long time ago. Somebody just wanted to help his community and started out, and it just blossomed. And that's what we do. Every year, we only ring from Thanksgiving to the 24th of December, and that's where we get our money to serve our community the most.
So you're in a number of locations around doing that. For people that they can contribute that way, how are other ways people can contribute and help you out as you're trying to help others?
Well, you can bring a check into our... into us. You can go on this virtual kettle, and it goes to Roseburg, and every dollar that you bring there comes into us.
It seems like it's a very tricky time right now to try to be helping people when the resources you're getting, you know, it's a bit of a juggle, right?
Oh, it's a juggle. Trying to, between our food pantry and the needs of the community, are everything is rising. And we, like I said, we went from 180 to over 300 people coming in looking for help. And we need the other side of the community to help us help them.
And a lot of the other food pantries have kind of had similar numbers, you know, that a big increase in the last year or so. For you, being able to help like this, you sometimes encounter people that are really hesitant to ask for help, I imagine.
Yes, especially the elderly. They're on fixed income and are, you know, it's, you see, I'm seeing more and more nice vehicles pull up to get food, you know. And that's hard because all this time you're making it. But now with everything the way it is, we're here to help everybody. We don't discriminate. We don't ask. We just help.
And I know there's been times with the whole community of different organizations that are providing food where you hear stories about people going from one side to the other. Sometimes people who've been donating for, you know, yes, periodically over a long period of time, suddenly they need help. And conversely, people who have gotten help and then ultimately find themselves in a great spot and are able to give back.
Yes. And that's where I love watching the parents bringing their children, coming out of our stores, coming to that kettle and teaching their children to give, showing them what it means to give. So much we've learned from our parents. We need to keep that going to show our children that we're helping others.
Now, you mentioned the shopping event for families who need some help. When is that again?
That is December 21st at 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 3130 Northeast Stevens, Roseburg, Oregon.
Now, do people have to go through some qualifications to be able to do that? How does it work?
You need proof of income, you need proof of your address, and you need the children's IDs, something to we can verify that you're in Douglas County.
And beyond that, what are some of the long-term things? Do you have any ideas of things you'd like to do up the road with the local Salvation Army?
We have a lot of things. We're looking for a kettle kickoff next year that we want to get the community involved in and coming to bring it all so we can serve and help more in our community.
And now the property you're in along Northeast Stevens, that's been there how many years?
25.
And that obviously afforded more room. Any idea how many square footage you have between the buildings?
That's a good question. I really don't know. I just know we need a bigger we need a bigger parking lot. We need a bigger, we're growing. And we're boxed in between the railroad tracks and Stevens, and sometimes that gets hectic. But we still are able to serve the people in our community.
Well, again, the Salvation Army with 1897, that's just stunning. That may be one of the oldest organizations in Roseburg to be involved in the Umpqua Valley. And you said it's been a pretty tough year.
Yes, it has. The amount of people, it's from last year to this year is over 50% of people coming in. And a lot of them are on fixed income. So that's our biggest reach. We want to get out to the older community. Come and help. Let us help you.
All right. If people want to find out more, what's your phone number over there?
541-248-2587. That's 541-248-2587.
All right, Captain Richard Mabee, Salvation Army in Roseburg. It's 1257.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.